see the kingdom of God. Jesus' words, "You must be born again," goes to the heart of Nicodemus' problem, but also to the heart of the world's problems. There will be no ultimate peace in the souls of men. There'll be no triumph over hate and selfishness without a spiritual rebirth. Not renewal. Rebirth. Not tinkering around the edges of the soul of man. No. You must be born again. Must be a new creature. You see, the bad news is that Nicodemus was representative. Left to ourselves, every one of us would be in trouble with God. In our natural state, we all have a problem with sin. And I'm not saying that we're all as bad as we can be, but I am saying that every part of us is affected by sin. It can either be by way of active rebellion or by ambivalence, passive indifference towards God. And the Bible indicates that God should own our agenda. In fact, anything that is valuable in our lives, it belongs to God. Time, finances, position, relationships. And when we try to put those things ahead of God, that's sin. God should be the first every minute of every day in our lives. Well, you say, well, no one does that. To which I say, thank you for making my point. The fact that no one does it doesn't mean it's okay. It just describes everyone's condition. And sadly, sin has consequences. The chaos in our lives, the tyranny of government, the turmoil in relationships, the sense of purposelessness and emptiness in our lives, unhappiness and loneliness, it's a consequence of sin. And it gets worse than that. The Bible says that sin causes separation from Almighty God forever. And the worst news is, in and of ourselves, there's nothing that we can do about it. Nicodemus came to Jesus because he sensed his failures. He had everything, and yet he was still far from God. He sensed his failures and its consequences. And he was more religious than any one of us, and probably smarter and more biblically literate than any one of us. But it did him no good. The Bible says, by works of the law, read good deeds, shall no man be made right with God. And so we have a sin-created chasm between us and God. There's no way for us to cross it in and of ourselves. It's an awful dilemma. But there is good news. And the good news is that God did for us what we could not do for ourselves. God works in our lives in His great love and compassion. He makes us born again. What is born again? Born again is spiritual birth, renaissance, regeneration. It's new life. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope. John chapter 3, verse 5. This is the point that Jesus was making to Nicodemus. Truly, truly, I say to you, or very truly, I say to you, unless one who is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is it to be born of water? What's he talking about there? Well, there are different ideas in this, but I'm persuaded that this refers to physical birth. Physical birth. When a mom is getting ready to give birth, what is one of the first signs the birth is ready to happen? Her water breaks. Born of water. And born of the Spirit is spiritual birth. A completely new entity is created. And the Apostle Paul describes it like this. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. What is the mechanism by which this takes place? Well, before the foundation of the world, God anticipated the problem. The Holy Trinity conferred, and a plan was put in place at just the right time. Jesus, the second of the Trinity, would leave his place in heaven and he'd come to earth. He'd proceed to live life according to his nature with perfection. No sin, always pleasing the Father. And then at the right time, Jesus would surrender himself to the authorities who would try, convict, condemn, and ultimately crucify Jesus. And as the lifeblood dripped from his body, God the Father placed on Jesus all the sin of all his people. And so at that moment, Jesus became the greatest sinner who ever lived. As in that moment, he was bearing the sin of all his people. And then God the Father would pour out his full wrath and fury, his hatred of sin on Jesus. And so Jesus quite literally experienced hell. We said it in the Apostles' Creed, he descended to hell. I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea that Jesus went to hell. But that's what he did. Why did he do that? He did it for you. And he did it for me. He did it so he could take the punishment that our sin deserved. But when sin was paid for, death could not hold him, and Jesus emerged from the tomb to the confounding of his enemies and the delight of his disciples. Our part in this whole thing is to believe. I know it seems too easy. And we want to add something to what Jesus has done. Yet there's nothing that we can offer. What do we have that God wants from us? Only our faith. Only our belief and trust. Only our willingness to turn from ourselves and turn to Him. We think that this is important. And so in our bulletins, we include something on this every week on the back page. Says we know that all mankind has a problem with sin. We believe that our only hope for forgiveness and life with God is through faith in God's provision for our sin. Jesus Christ, you can receive God's gift of forgiveness of sin and life with God, eternal life right now. The following is a prayer that expresses that faith. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life, forgive my sin, make me the kind of person you want me to be. Thank you for your gift of eternal life. Seems so easy, but when we understand that we have to drop our pride and there's nothing that we can add, it becomes a whole lot harder. How do we know that born of water is physical birth? Just want to refer to that quickly. I think that it refers to physical birth, not just because of what I said about water breaking, but verse 6. Right after he says water and the Spirit, he says in verse 6 of chapter 3, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Right after he talks about water. So I think he's talking about physical birth. What is he saying? We need a physical birth. But after that, we're not done because we need a spiritual birth. We need a rebirth. We need to be born again. What's the takeaway from this? What is the takeaway from this big idea of born again? Well, first of all, this is a hugely important topic, a big idea in anyone's book. The spiritual birth, that is to be born again, is of absolute necessity, as Jesus himself said, in order to see the kingdom of God. The only way in which we can cross that chasm of sin is by being born again. The spiritual birth is the beginning of a new life that is characterized by peace in the storm and joy in the tough times and hope, always hope for a better future. And finally, the spiritual birth It crowds our sensibilities a little bit when you think about it. Because the new birth confronts us with our helplessness and the spiritual and moral conditions that we are in apart from God's regenerating grace. Prior to the new birth, we were spiritually dead. We were morally selfish and rebellious. At best, we were ambivalent towards God. And we were legally guilty before God, deserving His displeasure. So the spiritual birth crowds our sensibilities because it confronts us with our own helplessness, our inability to get to God on our own. The spiritual ability crowds our sensibilities because it is something that is done to us from outside of ourselves. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, who has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Martin Luther called this an alien righteousness, something that comes from outside of us into us. And finally, I think the final takeaway is that the idea of born again reminds us of something. It reminds us that God is God and we are not. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy to us. We thank you that you cause us to be born again, that you rescue us when we were at best ambivalent and didn't care about you, in many cases rebellious against you. You came after us. You rescued us from ourselves. Thank you for that. Thank you that we are now new creatures in Christ by virtue of our faith. God, we pray that you would help us to live for you. That those things which once stood between us would now be offered to you as an offering of our hearts, that you would take those things and renew us. Hear us, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We conclude by singing one stanza, 420.